Free Talk Live. You dial in, take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, so you can, of course, bring up anything. That's the point of the program, 800-259-9231. But want to start out tonight with what's going on over in Wisconsin. Obviously, the protests that have been happening there over the last, what, almost 2 weeks now?
Yeah, I'd say it's over that.
It's been a little while. The union protests have been consistently making a lot of news, and the protesters are making a lot of noise over there about what they believe is their God-given right to have access to stolen money and to continuously get more of that stolen money, because government employees are very used to getting cost of living raises on a regular basis, even
yes.
during bad economic times.
Yeah, in fact, they're one of the few people that consistently gets those raises, whereas a lot of the people in the private market, they don't get the raises.
Right, they get raises based on performance, or raises based, or not, no raises at all, or whatever. There are different factors involved. But government is just like, oh, well, you work for the government, so you have to have a raise. And so they are upset that there's, I guess, their collective bargaining abilities are in jeopardy in Wisconsin, and apparently, I guess, that's not the only place. And as you pointed out, I think, last night, Mark, and before, and I agree with you, the concept of a union is not objectionable to me. I support the idea of human beings banding together to, you know, increase their bargaining posture. That makes sense. But not when it comes to the government, because the government is not your typical market organization. The forces of checks and balances that the market provides, like competition and the ability to start your own business and other things like that, are not present typically in the governmental situation. And so when these folks are protesting for more of their so-called working rights, or whatever it is that they would use, whatever terms they would use, they are demanding more stolen money. And whenever the money is, you know, whenever the government's tax dollars are involved, your money, then that's when they shouldn't have the same abilities as everybody else. Because we're talking about, if they get their way, well, then that'll just mean that we're all having more money extracted from us by the threat of violence. And if they weren't using violence, then I would have no problem with them banding together and trying to get perks and bonuses and whatever else they might want to. But
there's one dilemma with unions in general that I haven't really worked out entirely in my mind. I'm for anybody having any kind of club, group, whatever you want to call it that they want. If we want to put together a group, that's fine and dandy. Like JJ, look, the co-hosts and I band together against you, the evil...
the evil overlord.
First chair. But, you know, if we all decide to band together, the several of us that do the show, but JJ decides he doesn't want to band together, he's going to suck up to you.
He's my puppet, after all.
JJ's the puppet. Then, you know, all the work that we do, as far as getting higher wages and things like that,
yeah.
JJ benefits from. Do you understand how that would be?
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay, so we bargain for higher wages and better working conditions.
Right.
Maybe a bag over your head. And JJ gets the benefit. He doesn't have to look at your face. He gets a higher wage. All the conditions are beneficial
to
him.
Why would he get the better wage?
Because we bargain for it. We got something better.
But he switched sides, though, right?
No, he's still a co-host, but he just happens to decide that he doesn't want to join the union. Maybe he just doesn't want to pay the union dues.
So you, as a union member, would be bargaining for people who aren't even in your union?
You'd be bargaining for workers, and it would be only fair. Wouldn't it be strange to have, okay, we in the union want better wages, but we really don't care what happens to JJ? Likely his wages are going to go up anyway.
It would seem to me the union wouldn't care about people that
they
aren't
don't.
In their union.
They don't, but... The wages of the workers who aren't in the union still go up. I mean, just as a result. The water rises, all the ships go up too.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I guess.
So the unions would like to force people to join the union.
They would, yes. And there are laws that they play with in order to encourage that.
Laws just like laws for voting. So 51% or whatever percentage of the people that vote for a union, then everybody has to join,
yeah,
and that's a union shop.
Have either of you ever worked for a union?
Negative.
No, my dad was the president of the local AFL-CIO mold maker.
I've worked for a union in the past. In fact, my first job out of high school, I went and worked at the same place my dad was at. I did something in the stock room or the tool room, actually. Mm. And so, yes, I paid my union dues. I got my little card. And I basically saw nothing of benefit from the union dues that I did put in. Obviously,
well, they're going to claim that that you're getting paid more because of it, right?
Well, no, I wasn't getting paid much at all. I mean, I was just a tool room. I was someone you'd expect straight out of high school to sit there and just organize tools and keep track of the inventory.
What
and
were
stuff
the dues?
Like that.
You recall?
The dues were about, I believe it was $25 a paycheck, which I think was biweekly.
So $50 a month then?
It was about $50 a month.
Expensive club.
For no benefits.
That's what his claim is. I mean, obviously some people get benefits from them, otherwise they wouldn't, the unions wouldn't exist.
But. Well, the idea would be they'd go to bat for you if something happened.
Right, something like that. But I saw nothing. I mean, I left it, and I got this card that said I could join the union again without paying that initial startup
fee. You left the union or the job?
Both.
Okay.
Yes, because that union was only with that job. After that, I went off to college and stuff.
Your thoughts are welcome if you've been involved in a union before at 800-259-9231. In some places, like I think New York City, if you work in our business, the radio business, you do have to be a member of a union. I believe that's true.
Well, just as just a point to add to this, my dad, he was a service person, so he went around to a lot of different shops to fix their machines and to bring machines back online that were fixed off-site, that sort of stuff. So he'd been in a lot of different places. And one of the things that he would say is that any place that has a union usually deserves it because it's full of people in management that treat their employees like crap and blah, blah, blah. But there were plenty of places he went to that didn't have unions that were highly successful, that produced good products with motivated individuals working for them. And I think it all comes down to the relationship between the management and the employees, obviously. But a lot of the people in the management are pretty much clueless as to what they're doing, from what I've seen.
It's amazing. I have to say that some of the stories I hear from people that are out in the working world about management, it's incredible that anything gets done.
Well, a lot of people that just go to college and they get some degree, and they don't find a job in that degree area, but because that's they frequent. Have a degree, they are more susceptible to being hired for a management position because of the degree requirements. Like, that makes them better able to decide for other people and more wiser, when in fact, the people who have sat there on the job and have learned all the steps it takes and moved from the lowest rank on up as far as being able to do stuff and skill sets are concerned, they actually have a better idea of what it takes to run the business than someone who went to college and then gets plopped into an office, in my experience anyway.
Absolutely. I think there's no substitute for experience and going to school.
And being humble, too. Yeah. That's a big thing is that if you start at the lowest job there is, like working the saw in a shop where you just cut off pieces of metal and you just give it to someone to machine, you work your way up from that to a machine to a supervisor or a lead position. You've been through all of that. You've learned what the hard things are to do.
You've worn those shoes,
Exactly. And so when it comes time to making decision for that person, you know what those shoes feel like.
That's really important. Being able to place yourself in somebody else's shoes and empathize with them. 1-800-259-9231. And there's just stuff you can't learn in a classroom from some academic who's actually, in a lot of cases, a lot of these teachers, they've never really worked outside of academia.
Right.
I'm not saying that's true in all cases. I mean, in some cases, in like business classes, they'll actually have business people come in and teach or special guests who actually know what they're talking about come in. That's my understanding. I've never been to a single one of those classes. I wouldn't, I know how to balance my checkbook, but like that's about it. I managed to get my work done, though, and like you say, I started from the bottom rung.
I think there's a distinct difference, though, than people that have worked outside of the public sector as opposed to people who work inside the public sector their whole lives. I think there's a difference in attitude. There's a difference in sort of a feeling of entitlement.
No doubt about it. Entitlement's the right word when it comes to these government folks. And we'll give you the latest on the Wisconsin situation. Also, take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The latest on what's going on in Wisconsin coming up here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We get you the features there for free. So head on over and enjoy those. The wiki is there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can edit virtually anything there.
Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, recent graduates for its summer internship program. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. LibertarianInternships.com. You can visit there, get more information, sign up to receive updates and reminders. It's an incredible opportunity. Not only do you get paid probably as well as you would for a summer job, but you also get, you know, graduates have gone on to things like ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, Cato Institute, and more. It's LibertarianInternships.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. The protests continuing in Wisconsin today. Some news coming out about the, I guess, arrest warrants being issued for some of the government officials, the elected people. Senators, was it, Mark?
Yeah, senators.
So we'll get to the details on that here in a moment. I know that Matt is on the line in Illinois. He's got some thoughts for us on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Mark and Ian and JJ. How are you guys?
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind?
I was talking to my brother today about this subject. I went up to visit him, and he asked me what I thought about Scott Walker, the governor. And I don't know. I don't think much about any politician. I told him that.
Sure.
But I really don't think much about the unions either. And one of the things when I think about unions, first off, I did work for a union for about a year and a half. And it was as a grocery store clerk. And I had to join. I had no choice. Mm. If I wanted to work there, I had to join the union. So what I'm wondering is these public sector unions, say I was to be a teacher in Wisconsin, and I decided I didn't want to pay their union dues and I didn't want their union benefits, and I just didn't care to join their union whatsoever, then what would happen to me? Would I be forced out of work?
Yes,
I think so.
My understanding is you get hired by the union, not by the employment agency.
There you go. I mean, I'm all for freedom of association, and in my opinion, that's all a union is it's an association, and you should be free to associate with whoever you want, but you should be free to not associate with people, too.
Absolutely, and I should be free to not pay into a coercive system on top of all that.
That's correct, too, and I tried to explain to my brother that the whole idea of the government being a coercive system and paying taxes, being theft, and he kind of doesn't get that idea.
Mm.
I could see his brain starting to turn today, but he's very liberal, and he doesn't really get the whole ideas, but he is starting to think about it, I think.
Well, we all have to start somewhere, and it's sometimes, you know, the gears have to turn for a while before you'll really have that aha moment. And shift your paradigm. Thanks for the call tonight, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So apparently arrest warrants have been issued, and it's kind of, I feel like the same way Matt does. I certainly don't feel any love towards whoever this governor guy is or the union. So I always enjoy seeing the government fight with itself. That's always entertaining for me.
It's like watching, the Hitler fight Stalin. You know, who cares?
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter. Yeah, hit him harder. You too. Yeah.
So what's going on over there, Mark?
Well, apparently the mudslinging has gotten, well, now they're putting rocks in the mud. Senate Republicans Thursday ordered the forcible detention of 14 of their Democratic colleagues who fled the state 2 weeks ago to avoid a
vote. They're still gone, huh?
I don't know where they are, Ian.
Huh.
I haven't got a tracking device on
them. Okay.
Scott Walker's controversial budget repair bill. It's unclear whether the resolution and warrants seeking to force the senators back to the Capitol are legal. The state constitution prohibits the arrest of legislatures while in session unless they're suspected of committing felonies, treason, or breach of the peace, which is really interesting. That means you can just speed your way along.
Sweet.
However, an attorney
executive
for Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald from Juneau said, rounding up the senators is legal under a constitutional provision that allows the Senate to enforce its own rules. Democrats say the Republicans are overreaching.
So you can break just to be clear, as a senator, you can break every statute out there except for felonies?
Treason and a breach of the peace.
I don't know if treason is a felony. That's probably separate from felonies, I guess.
I think treason is a federal crime.
Right. So pretty much anything you can do as long as it's not a felony. But they're saying that the thing they can't do is break the rules of the Senate.
Well, the Senate itself can enforce its own rules. It goes on here to say that they've got a position which called a sergeant at arms in the Senate, which sounds like a guy who does really very, very little. And he can then, get his own posse together, and that posse, and I guess the state police are obligated to do what he says in those circumstances. He's got other police that work for him. So it says the Senate resolution calls for the Senate sergeant at arms to, with or without force, or with or without the help of any law enforcement officers, take missing members into custody and bring them to the Capitol any time of the day or night.
Wow.
So
that's the tyranny clamping down on those who create the tyranny. Huh?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, but they voluntarily joined that organization, and that was part of the deal, right?
You think they read all the laws applicable to senators and all the Senate
rules?
There are
not that many.
There are not that many Senate rules?
There can't be that many rules regarding your behavior while in the Senate.
Oh, I bet there are.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about legalese here, Mark.
As far as I'm concerned, these guys ran for this office. They're lawyers. They know how to read this crap. And they're obligated to follow the little rules of their thing here. They get a whopping $100 a day fine. The paycheck that the public gives them is going to go to pay.
Interesting.
So that's kind of interesting. Some police, many of whom have marched alongside protesters against Walker's plan to effectively end collective bargaining for public workers, that would include the police unions. They have to know that the bell is tolling for them, right? They go after these teachers first, and then they came for the teachers, then they came for the firefighters, then they came for the
police. They're striking against the public, of course. Yeah. You know, by not showing up to work, they're harming the public, and that's just something I wanted to say.
The police say that that's not true. They said they've objected to the arrest resolution. Jim Palmer, a head of the 11,000-member Wisconsin Professional Police Association, that's the WPPA, the WIPA, called it an unreasonable abuse of police power. Now, look how outraged these guys are when the government apparatus uses the government apparatus to get people who are working for the government apparatus to do their jobs.
Yeah.
They're not following orders anymore.
He's outraged.
That's funny how that works.
And whereas it doesn't bother him at all that the government organization sends the police out to do its bidding against just the average
single
time of day or night.
Sure, they'll toss any number of the rest of us in a cage for some nonsense.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
1-800-259-9231. And they'll frequently use excuses like that well, I've got to follow my orders. Well, apparently not. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it free over at freetalklive.com. And one of the features is our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page. So go and do that for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of listed price. It's MemoryDealers.com. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's MemoryDealers.com.
You know, one of the things I love about the advertisers on this show is so many of them are really principled, liberty-loving people. And Roger from Memory Dealers is, like, he blows me away. He sent this email to us last night. Out of the blue, you know, I didn't write to him and say, hey, Roger, what do you think about this? No, he just writes out of the blue. And he didn't say I couldn't read it, so I'm going to go ahead and read this because I think it's pretty cool.
I always cringe. He's like, oh, does he want to say that? Because he's not the kind of guy that craves the spotlight, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Yeah. But I thought this was really, really neat.
Yeah.
And so Roger writes regarding outside-the-system activism. We had a lengthy discussion. JJ, I don't know if you were privy to it, but Dale was on the program last week on Friday, and we had an after show where we went for about an hour plus and talked about the activism going on in New Hampshire and kind of the different schools of activism and how that there seems to be like a difference between the outside the system people and the inside the system, but that's more of an illusion in that most people mix their activism.
Sure.
But the real objection from the people that object to some of the civil disobedience that has gone on is
the attitude. Like, they don't like the a lot of there's a certain group of activists that have respect for the system, I guess is the best thing to say. And they don't like that some of us, like me,
right,
don't respect the system.
You're poisoning the well, Ian.
Some of us see the system as violent and despicable.
Well, there's also the people that are willing to use the system versus people that are unwilling to use the system. And these groups don't necessarily overlap entirely. Do you know what I mean?
This is true. So Roger writes this. He says, I listened to most of the Friday extended podcast where you discussed complaints by the politicos about outside the system activists. Again, not quite an entirely accurate statement. The real issue was, I think, the respect level of the different activists. I think that's kind of secretly been the underlying conflict between people. Because, again, I do outside the system and inside the system stuff, and most people I know are willing to engage in both. But anyway, going on, he says, I just wanted to let you guys know that if it wasn't for the outside the system activists and civil disobedience going on in New Hampshire, I would have never become a supporter of the show and likely would have no interest in moving to New Hampshire. For all we know, for every two politicos that are discouraged from moving to New Hampshire by the outside the system activists, which is a frequent claim, is that you're scaring, you know, good politicos away.
It's an unsubstantial. You can't substantiate that claim because you don't know who's been scared away and who hasn't,
or who's been attracted. As he points out, he thinks
there are examples there's examples all over the place that you could use for whatever it is you want. All you can do is sort of make these anecdotal claims.
He thinks that for every two politicos that are discouraged from moving to New Hampshire by the outside the system activists, 10 more outside the system activists are inspired to move. He says, for all we know. So he's speculating. He has no idea. Nobody really has any idea. He says, just my two cents. I especially loved Ian's video paying his property taxes in $1 bills while lecturing the tax feeders about why what they're doing is wrong. Keep up the great work. From Roger.
Well, I think partly the attitude is a good, I guess, word to choose. I've talked with, shortly after the stuff went down with Pete Nedamo, and I think just prior to that, in fact.
Pete was arrested for wearing a hat.
But anyway, I had a talk with this one person who is definitely an in-the-system person, and he has voiced, I'm not going to say his name, I don't want to bring drama, mm-hmm. I'm just going to talk about the anecdotal aspect of this conversation. And basically, this individual doesn't like the out of the system sort of activism, and he basically called all of the activists in Keene white trash. But that was his perceived sort of attitude towards the Keene people.
How long has he been going?
He's been in New Hampshire for probably as long as I have.
Okay, because generally what I see is that people go through this sort of acceptance period, as they're moving from the paradigm that this is not an acceptable way to act to like, well, there's nothing you can do about it, so let them go ahead and do whatever they're going to do.
Well, I think it's more of the aspect of, sure, there was some scenes, various people getting arrested during the 420 events, and not everybody's dressed in suits and ties, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're white trash.
Yeah.
But just, it's the attitude. It's the attitude. When you look at a person or a group of people and you label them trash, it creates a class system within that person's dichotomy of, I am the higher class, I am the better, even though we're all humans, and you are the lower class.
I put on a suit and I go do what my politicians tell me to do, so therefore I've got more class than you do.
Right. This is a it's a battle for hearts and minds on all sides. Like, I can understand why some people who favor inside the system activism feel as though those that favor outside the system activism of whatever sort are losing hearts and minds. I tend to agree with that
because
at times.
It's true from their perspective. Right. When they're looking in their world, and their world is essentially the inside the system people, right? They're lobbying the politicians. They're going to the meetings with the inside the system kind of respectful, let's put on a suit and let's go testify in front of a committee. That's their world.
They're taking
Those
part
are their
in the
people.
Fiction. That's what it is. They're taking part in the fiction, and the fiction has pageantry and it has pomp and circumstance because it's supposed to be glorious. It's supposed to take the place of the royals in the past and monarchy and theology and all that sort of. The ruling parties have always been well adorned by rich clothing and jewels and gold, and so you're taking on this fictional role of being in the aristocratic class, when
or
in
at
fact,
least striving for that.
It's such an illusion. You're distracting yourself by playing a part in this silly game.
Well, I will agree with you that that is partially true. However, I think that there's times that hearts and minds are lost just among the people.
Well, okay, that may be true, but typically those people are the ones who respect the system. Okay, so that's when somebody is disrespectful towards the system. Like, the perfect example is the drinking game that happened here in Keene back in August of last year, where I was arrested and Sam was arrested and a young lady was arrested as well for drinking what was not alcohol, but it was out of water, essentially out of a beer bottle that was labeled not a beer. We were arrested for this. The claim was that we were disruptive to the city council meeting, which was nonsense. City council meeting was in no way disrupted by us sitting there drinking quietly. It's not against the rules to drink in the city council meeting. The idea that having brown bottles is somehow disruptive as opposed to a clear bottle is absolutely ludicrous. But the objection that the inside the system, or the let's respect, for lack of a better term, let's respect the system people have, I think that's more accurate. The objection they had was that it was disrespectful, that you guys were trying to make a point and you were doing it disrespectfully, and you weren't respectful towards the city council meeting, and this system deserves your respect because, well, I don't know if they have a reason for that.
Because it demands it.
But right, because they demand it, and the people that are the respect the system types don't believe they can actually see change without bowing down and kissing the boot of their masters, and that's fine. And I think that you're right, Mark. They see in their world people are saying things. Like, the people that are respect the system types will say nasty things about those who don't respect the system. And so they see that and they say, you guys are ruining it for the rest of us. You're screwing us over. You need to stop this behavior. But the thing they don't see are the regular people. And when I say regular people, I mean the masses of people that don't participate in the system, the people that don't vote, the people that aren't interested in, you know, politics, and the regular people. I think that's the right term for these folks. Just to give you an example, I gave some chairs away from the studio. We replaced our older, nastier studio chairs with some nice brand new fake leather chairs here in the studio.
Fine chairs.
They're very nice. And so one of the things that I typically do when I've got stuff that I want to get rid of, rather than throw it out at the dump, I use the FreeCycle List, which is a Yahoo group. There's usually one for every county in America, it seems like. There's a lot of these things out there. And I went and I put these chairs up on FreeCycle, and a guy came by today, some random guy that wanted to get some chairs, came by. I'll tell you what he said here in a little bit at 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and know this, that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up this summer, June 20th through the 26th, the biggest liberty-oriented event of 2011. It's happening this summer, and you could be there because, man, it's affordable. It's camping, so you don't have to pay for, like, a hotel room or any of the usual expenses of joining, like, a convention. This is $25 to get in for the whole week, plus whatever the camping costs are. And that's the early bird registration fee. It may go up during the actual event, so maybe like $30 then. So if you want to save some money, you get registered now. Go to porkfest.com today, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, to learn more about the event. You'll learn about some of the things that are happening, live performances. JJ's putting together the musical lineup, family fun, all kinds of different things to do for kids and families, agorism in action, lots of people selling things without a permit.
That's right.
And a lot of other fun things going on, everything from a dunk tank to parties all over the place, lots of different stuff. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more, get signed up, use our discount code, and save yourself 20% on the registration fee. That's porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. The discount code that you need is Free Talk Live. All run together as one word. The code is Free Talk Live, no spaces. Again, porkfest.com. We will see you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, we're going to continue here with your calls and just a moment, but I was going to finish up the story about what do people think about the free staters. Because if you believe the viewpoints that are expressed by some of the inside the system people that are very heavy advocates of respecting the system, if you believe their viewpoint is that the people who don't respect the system, the people who make fun of the system and poke fun at it and laugh about it and do silly things, that they're ruining it for the rest of them. They're ruining it for the politicos, that people hate us, that average people hate the free staters, that don't respect the system and its rules and all of that. And I just haven't seen it, not in my personal experience. And just to give you one example of how this happens, I had somebody show up today to get some chairs from the studio. They were picking up from a FreeCycle list. If you want to learn more about FreeCycle, just Google it, and you'll find out more information. It's a neat little service where you can, if you've got something to get rid of, you put it up on FreeCycle, and somebody who's interested writes you back and says, "Hey, I want that." That way, you don't have to throw it away. Somebody
FreeCycle.org.
Okay, yeah. So I put some chairs up. This guy comes over, and as soon as I open the door, he makes a comment about the activists, and it's a very positive thing that he says, and he goes on to continue talking when he comes in. Of course, Pete and Adamo are here from LibertyOnTour.com, and so they were witness to this.
Posse.
Yeah, and this guy was very, very pleased with the things that we're doing, and he had nothing negative to say. He likes the fact that we're out there challenging the city, and he really appreciated it. And he's not the only person that's done this. There was a guy, I got a piano a couple of years ago for the lady I was living with at the time, and we had a piano tuner come over. The guy that came over today was probably 40s, early 40s, fixed computers for a living. The piano tuner was in his 70s. This guy was an elderly gentleman, very nice guy, and toward the end of his visit, he made a comment about the activism and knowing, knowing who I was, recognizing my voice or whatever.
Yeah, it's really difficult for you and I to keep a low profile.
Right. A lot of people will say things like that they recognize our voice and they know who we are, and because we're in a small town of 25,000 people, and we're the only syndicated radio show around these parts.
So those are two anecdotal experiences. I was at visiting a friend at a nursing home earlier this week, and he introduced me to the guy who runs the place, and he said, "This is Mark Edge," and the guy said, "Yeah, I know him." And he said, "This is Mark Edge. He has a radio show." He says, "I know." And he turned around and walked away. It was clearly he didn't like me because of my opinions.
Okay.
He'd heard about it. And I had another instance today where, somebody I do business with, their friend apparently was in the courthouse when Adamo was asking for permission to leave from the judge, apologizing and stuff. Mm. And what she said to him apparently was something like, the Free Staters were crazy, the conversation was disjointed, that she couldn't understand what they were talking about. And they were just acting like fools. And so, this is, it's all anecdotal. It's difficult to know what people think.
Because people think different things.
People think different things.
Right.
Some people think positive things. Some people think negative things. Yeah. And I think that...
I don't concern myself with it personally. I just think it's interesting, when I get these responses from random folks
I think the critics that I see, they'd like to pick out one little, they like to cherry pick the one little event that they like to rail against when there's so much going on here that is above and beyond one single activism, event. There is, among my conversation with my coworkers back where I used to work, a lot of them had heard about the Free Minds TV, the Free Talk Live broadcast on the radio, and they didn't have negative things to say at all. They disagreed with some of it, but it was definitely not a negative perception.
Well, I think the media is probably the best thing that all of us can do in order to get the word out and make the place better. But the media has to have things to report on. And I'll tell you that the outside the system activism, people doing stuff, it's a lot zippier than people working inside the...
And I think that's one of the other problems that, they won't cop to. That the people that are, you guys are ruining for the rest of us, they want the attention. They want the news articles.
I don't
know
that they necessarily
want
it.
No, they want WMUR.
They
want WMUR coming and interviewing them.
Well, they want positive attention. But I'll tell you, take a look at the story here from Wisconsin here. Politics guys, they can get...
It's divisive.
They can get bad publicity, too.
Well, absolutely.
So they don't want bad publicity is what they don't want. And then in this case, they're...
All publicity is good publicity, Mark.
That's what you believe.
It's true.
They do not believe that necessarily. Yeah.
Because they're worried about stepping on anybody's tippy toes, and they're so worried about what other people think about what they're doing, and that's their problem. And I hope that they get over it someday, because I think there's plenty of examples out there of people that support what the outside-the-system activists are doing and the inside-the-system activists, and I think people should just move ahead with what feels right to them.
I'd rather see a unified approach to things instead of a divisive approach. You can do inside-the-system activism that is somewhat, I guess, helped out by out-of-the-system activism. There are certain
the disobedient guys can bring attention to an issue, and then the politics guys could could institute some sort of legislation to affect that. I completely agree with you, and I think that most people do work together. We're talking about the people that are kind of on the periphery, like the ones that are so intolerant of the other side that they can't even see that as a possibility.
And spitting vitriol left and right.
So 800-259-9231, because I work on both sides, and I think most activists are willing to do that, at least up here. And so let's get your thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Jason calling from Hawaii. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are talking about this again. I was listening to the podcast last week and wish I could have commented on it. I'm planning on moving to the Free State someday, and I love the outside the system activism. Listening to folks like the guy who you talked to last week, and then I forget their names, but the other guy who's in the state house there, Dennis or...
There's a number of people that are in the state house. Approximately 12 free staters were elected this last year. Anyway, go ahead.
One of them who kind of you've talked to a couple times. Anyway, a few times you've spoken to them on your show, it just like turns my stomach the way they... The language they use in their arguments, with outside the system activists, and really their feedback, hearing them is the one thing that really makes me hesitate when I think about moving out there. But I'm planning on it, and I think their problem has a lot to do with their inability to look at the big picture. This whole issue is such a long-term project. And so for me, I'm still pretty young, and I have a lot better opportunity of making a living here right now. And I would much rather move to New Hampshire when I can buy a property outright when I get there, and maybe even start a business and have money to contribute to, to the activism immediately, rather than, having to work a job and not being able to get arrested or however I choose to contribute. And, I think it's a young person's movement, and so I'd suspect there's a lot of people like me who have an opportunity to make their living right now and are doing that where they can.
There are
and
a lot of people
in your
role
up in New Hampshire in the next 10 years, and then I think folks like these politicos are really going to, not going to know what to do.
I think you're probably right about that. The people that are concerned with what people think are concerned in the now for what people are thinking at this moment, because they're trying to influence the politicians that are in the office at this moment. And
politicians whom are always the most conservative of folks.
Yeah.
They've always got their finger in the wind.
So look forward to seeing anyone again here. Jason, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.